Good day. This is news update from the studio of epidemic.site, captioned. Charity begins at home. Happy listening. We currently have a set of Yoruba governors who in my belief lacks the concept of a Moluobi in their handling the issues of security in their various states. I will start by asking the following questions to justify my statement. When and where have the six governors had a meeting with our Pan-Yoruba group as it concerns the issue of security? When and where have the six governors had a meeting with our local security outfits, the Vigilante and the OPC, as it relates to internal security? When and where have the six governors had meetings with our local farmers and Agbek oil based on all the complaints, killings, raping, destruction of the farm as well as kidnapping, to help find a solution to all their grievances? How many victims, dead or alive, have our governors visited to empathize with their issues and providing some kind of support? I would say that none. Even when FNAFIR conveys such a meeting as its effects on the security of Yorubas and living concerns, they don't even honor them by sending a representative nor a attendee. However, they have the effrontery to attend a meeting with the leadership of Mai Etiala in just 24 hours' notice. I thought as an Imoluobi we have been taught that charity begins at home. Can you imagine, why would six governors sit and meet with a known terrorist? Are they saying they are no longer able to take care of our security so we can make our arrangement to protect our lives and property without the intervention of security outfits that have shown without reasonable doubt that they have a preference to our oppressors, since in the last 24 months they have not been able to put to closure any of these heinous crimes been perpetrated with recklessness and effrontery? Southwest governors must engage their people first. You are governors over us, not some invaders. Who are the real victims here? People of Oyo State, Ogun State, Lagos State, Ekiti State, Osun State and Ondo State, when are you going to have a meeting with your people, the victims and the oppressed of who you swore to protect? And we only find out that you have not kept your sworn words to the Nigerian constitution until the good intentions Akin Ragun of Yoruba land in the name of Sunday Adiemo came to the rescue of Ignan people. In life, everything that has a beginning has an end, the comma as we all know it has its way of dealing with issues, and the matter that you a failure to attend to today might be the one that would consume all of you. The blood of the dead is calling you to take actions now. The victims are Nigerians too and they need your attention now. Enough is enough. A word is enough for the wise. Abayomi reporting for Epidemic News, Nigeria. Have a wonderful day.